This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A lot of baseball news for the Padres. Been pretty active here before the winter meeting.
Yeah.
That's, they've gotten two trades now and one free agent signing. They got all their tender contract offers done yesterday. Everyone who was eligible for arbitration is coming back for the Padres next year. But the newest piece, Woods, yesterday, the trade with the Oakland A's, adding second baseman. Well, infielder. He played some second base, but he's played a lot of other positions.
Could also
as well.
Play some outfield, yeah.
Yeah, so we didn't really consider that possibility. Erickson Profar, long a target of A.J. Preller, coming to San Diego and joining us right now to talk a little bit about Erickson Profar and his season with the A's last year. A good friend of the program, welcoming back Jessica Kleinschmidt from NBC Sports Bay Area with us on Ben and Woods. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning. I appreciate being called your friend. I love it.
Well,
we feel
that way because you're so friendly with us when you're on the air.
Maybe it's just an act. It is an act. I'm like the worst person in the world. Miserable, always.
Well, you know, shouldn't be that miserable. You're an A's fan. They had a pretty decent season last year.
Yeah, it was actually really cool. It was my first time ever covering a postseason in person. And unfortunately, it was more of a wild card game, if you will. But it was definitely cool to, like, have people kind of come out of nowhere. You know, we have baseball tonight there, and I'm like, I've been to every single pretty much home game of the season, and I'm like, oh, now you guys care. But it was cool. It was good to get that attention, and we, you know, broke attendance records, so it was really awesome.
That's
but
what we want in San Diego.
Season.
We want
yeah,
that
yeah.
so well, badly here,
I'll
just a little
call.
Attention, a big game.
It's one of my favorite parks. I don't understand why there's not tons of people there all the time. But
yeah, it's, you know, attendance is okay, but it's more of the, you know, the atmosphere, the playoff atmosphere. That's something we're severely lacking and really thirsty for here in San Diego, mm-hmm. Jessica. And so Erickson Profar is now, mm-hmm. he's one of our guys, and he was one of your guys. And I've been following his name for a long time. I grew up in the Dallas area, so I follow the Rangers a little bit as well. And he was one of those guys. I've kind of used him as a cautionary tale for prospects, because I think the Texas Rangers probably could have had about any player they wanted years ago for Erickson Profar. They never pulled the trigger. And now, you know, it's been a rough go for him. He's figured it out a little bit. But do you, when you covered him last year mm-hmm. was a little bit of a struggle. What did you see from him? Do you think he's a good piece for the Padres and what we're trying to do here?
I mean, there's very much good, and I don't want to say bad, but some, you mentioned cautionary tale that comes with him. Hitting-wise, the guy has so much power. You looking at his stature, you wouldn't believe it. But when he gets a hold of one, that thing's going to go over the fence. Unfortunately, when it comes to his glove, it's a little bit iffy. And he was, you know, we want to talk about the yips, if you will. And there was a lot of reports that kind of contradicted each other, whether he did have the yips or not. And, you know, coming when you're a second baseman, it's so difficult because you think of like a softball player, they're a pitcher. And, you know, when they try to throw overhand, that's what it kind of reminded me of, just trying to make simple plays. And he just couldn't do it. And he should, because he's defensively with his glove, he's great. It's just that throwing that always, you always kind of held your breath when he was throwing, whether it was a double play or a simple routine play to first. Now, it's just kind of interesting because he would go through these weird ups and downs. He'd have a phenomenal four-game stint where he was hitting the crap out of the ball. Like I said, that power. But he wasn't really somebody to kind of put the ball in play every single time. And he was part of this second base core that had a group of other guys who weren't quite strong enough. So I have a feeling that's what the A's are going to concentrate on, is making sure we have a stellar guy at second base. Now, that's the only thing that you guys are going to have to be concerned with, is that throwing. As far as hitting, like I said, power is there, but I really, really worry about his defense.
I remember Dodgers had a player named Steve Sachs.
Oh, my God.
And not
Chuck
Knobloch.
Chuck Knobloch.
Chuck Knobloch, that's right.
I mean,
that's right. He had it as well.
You'd get a grounder, and you would just, he would hold your breath. You're like, I cannot understand how you don't make this. Or I did see a couple of lowlights yesterday of Erickson Profar making a turn to second base, kind of spiking it. And, I mean, how prevalent was it? Did it happen once a series? Did it happen once every 6 weeks or what?
I couldn't give you an actual measurement, but like I said, it was enough to where if you're watching it,
you notice,
you know that it's happening. You hold your breath every time he grabs the ball, unfortunately. But it was almost kind of sad because when he did make the routine play, you're like, oh wow, you're almost surprised. And I really hate saying that, but he was aware of it. He knew the defensive capabilities he was, like I said, capable of, but it wasn't coming through. And you know, I watched him when he was with the Rangers, not too long ago. I was actually, cause I covered the Aces growing up, and he was, you know, the beer batter for a few times. That was kind of cool to see him transitioning from that. He could have been such a solid piece for that organization, and just because we need like a strong middle infielder to kind of complement Marcus Semien, and he just unfortunately wasn't that guy. And so I'm really excited to see what he does. Maybe it's a change of scenery thing. He's the type of guy where you got to kind of pay attention season to season, almost like a reliever mentality, if you will. Just kind of, they'll have one really crappy season. I really think he has potential, but he's still at a fun age, right? He hasn't quite peaked yet. He's 27, and I think he's, you know, got that power that can make some noise. It's just whether or not he can be consistent. And so he's such a difficult, awesome player to kind of describe. I think he has, like I said, so much potential, but it's just whether or not it's going to fit. Maybe he's going to work with the right coaching staff, and it's a good, like I said, change of scenery. We'll see if he can take advantage of the ballpark factor. It's not a bad deal, you guys. I'm really excited for you guys to have him. I'm definitely sad to be losing him because he was just a great, you know, he had resting smiley face, always smiling and just always happy to be there. And so if anything, that's what I'm really sad to see him go with. But I don't want you guys to worry too much overall, but just pay attention to that defense, and maybe it'll be a really cool storyline coming up.
It's a good point about Erickson Profar being just 27 years old. The fact that he was the number one prospect in baseball 2013, which seems like so long ago, I think a lot of people probably think he's older than that. But a lot of guys, Jessica, and I'm sure you've seen it, don't really figure it out until after they hit their mid-20s. That it's a hard game. And, you know, Hunter Renfroe was one last season that was age 26 going into 27 that kind of started to figure it out a little bit. That's a really good point.
Yeah, and I mean, I was never worried about Hunter Renfroe, but that's me bragging. I knew he would transfer. I knew that transition from the PCL would be cake for him from the PCL. I think that I knew that was going to be good. But yeah, and you have like the top prospect curse, if you will. You put that stamp on a guy, and that's a lot of pressure. And when it comes to baseball, you never really know what you're going to get. And, you know, transitioning from that really long minor league organization up to the bigs is really going to be difficult. But don't worry about it, guys. I'm excited to see what he does only because I really think he has a really bright future, and he's at that fun age. 27 is the sexy thing these days, right? And I even think 30 isn't a bad age anymore. I think we're finally – I don't think MLB is being much of an ageist anymore. But just watch what he does, and like the energy he brings. And like I said, he's just such a fun guy. I'm excited for you guys to see what happens.
How's 44? 44 a good age?
Yeah, because
I know a couple of them right on the air here.
I'm still swinging a little bit.
I'm going to be 31 in a few days, and I feel like I'm excited to be like 35. I'm excited for the 30s. 40s, though, like, I'm worried about you.
It's pretty awful. I'm not going to lie to you,
Jessica.
It's pretty
awful. Worried about us, too.
It's pretty.
I'm worried about you. I would worry about you if you guys were 25, let's be honest.
Fair enough.
But it's okay.
That is true. Are you coming, to San Diego for the winter meetings?
I'm not. It's my birthday, and I decided to give myself some time off to prepare myself for the season, and I think I deserve it. And so that's what I will be doing. So I'm going to try to stay off my phone as much as possible. But you know how winter meetings are. Terry Francona last year said the only thing that he did at winter meetings was up his Words with Friends score. So you don't really know.
God, I hope it's different.
Happen.
I really hope it's different.
I don't want FOMO. I don't want like something awesome to happen and me not be a part of it. So I'm being a little selfish from that aspect. But as far as the rest goes, it's going to be an interesting free agency. I think we all kind of know that. But I think we're also going to still wait just like it was last year.
Jessica, as long as we've got you on the line, what are the big storylines for the A's this offseason?
Just making sure, making sure that there's not a wild card game where we can actually make it through to the playoffs and not have to stress over that one and out game. It's kind of been a same storyline every single season. Like we almost got there and it didn't quite pan out for them. And that's just devastating because, you know, I mentioned I was kind of bragging about having that postseason coverage, which was beautiful. But to see those guys, how devastated they were and staring off into space after that, I wish nothing but the best for them. And I hope they don't have to go through it again. So they want, you know, some more stronger starting pitching. Well, not really starting pitching necessarily, but they're always the guys that are looking for the bullpen. They lost Blake Treinen, who didn't non-tender him, and Fegley, which was actually kind of surprising. I'm excited to see what they do for the catcher position, and of course that second base position. But the bats, I'm really confident in to see what they do next season. I feel like Chris Davis is going to come back, going to have that season. Of course, Can is great, but as long as they concentrate on having those strong bullpen and starting pitching arms and are willing to spend money, I think it'll be a phenomenal season. But they just got to dip into those pockets, and unfortunately, it's not a characteristic for them.
Yeah, they really do. They've got a couple of the most exciting players. I mean, the corners, the guys on the corners there are two of my favorite players in baseball.
I'm actually waiting on Matt Olson right now.
He's are you really?
Here to do? Yeah, he's coming to a community event and covering it for NBC Sports, and he's going to read to some kids at Vincent Academy in Oakland, and he's going to be here, and I'm excited to see, just hopefully he's, you know, ready to go and stuff like that. But yeah, you want to talk about never hitting anything toward first and third.
Yeah, don't.
If you're playing the A's, just don't do it.
Yeah, you got no shot. Wonderful.
I heard some of those kids back there. Now I understand where you are. It makes more sense.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a balloon arch, guys. There's like a balloon arch. It's like a big deal.
Before you go, Jessica, because I know you cover the Giants as well in the NL West, the hiring of Gabe Kapler just seems just fraught with peril right now in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. What was kind of the reaction from your perspective on that move of the guy who's got to fill those big shoes of Bruce Bochy, well, big hat of Bruce Bochy?
So you can't fill Bruce Bochy. It's just not going to happen. But it's kind of an interesting demeanor if you look overall. And I heard this on MLB Network yesterday. I can't remember who said it. I want to say it was Dan O'Dowd, but I'm not 100% sure. But he said, if you look at the overall perspective of coaching, it's not about who has the most, I guess, pumped up resume of coaching experience. It's more about just like, I love how you bring in a young guy. Don't get me wrong. Because I think they can kind of relate to the players more. However, you're going to bring somebody like Gabe Kapler into a place like San Francisco. And we're very, you know, not conservative at all, but we're definitely the type of community where if it's a hire like that with his background and that controversy with the Dodgers incident, it kind of broke my heart to watch it happen only because I knew Farhan really wanted him. I thought other guys were more qualified. But the press conference was just awkward. There was no baseball questions asked or answered pretty much at all. And I think it's now that's gotten out of the way. That's something. And Larry Bear was just in our studio yesterday talking to us. And he said, if you just spend a few minutes with Gabe Kapler, just talk to him, you'll see there's nobody, you know, that works harder, which is great. You need a hard worker. But I don't know. I'm kind of torn. I feel like what happened with the Dodgers was despicable. And I'm going to be straight up with that. And Farhan tried to start the press conference saying that he wished he could have done more. But that shouldn't set a precedent. It should have just happened. You need women in the industry or in at all need to be protected. And I feel like they were not protecting these women. And so from the other side, baseball games do need to get played. And I hope we can kind of rest on that. I do believe Farhan is very, very sorry for what he did. And so is Gabe Kapler. So once the season actually starts and baseball is played, I think it'll be okay. But from initially, I was pissed.
Yeah.
But baseball's happening, and I can't do anything about it. It is what it is. So now that I get to take a step back and watch some baseball being played, I can have a better overall understanding of what's going to happen.
Jessica, I appreciate you spending a few minutes with us this morning. Thank you so much for your take on Yurickson, Profar, and more. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.